وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. The month of Ramadan, Shahr, is month is coming to an end. There are some difficulties that come with this month. In fact, the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month, the ziyafatullah, that we are involved in, is not the extra food that we consume and we gain weight on during the night. It's actually the day, the fasting, avoiding the food and drink, which is where those extra blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He serves us with in the month of Ramadan are. Inshallah, we appreciate this blessing, the last week of it, and we are able to make the most of it. Thinking about this concept, arriving at towards the end of the month of Ramadan, and the last few days, the way we perform in or on the last few days, reminds me of, generally speaking, when we have a lengthy taklif on our hands, and it takes time. Towards the end of it, we start burning out. We start feeling like we've had enough of this, or we did enough, and we start getting a little sloppy, finding excuses to not do as good a job with the taklif that we are given. With material things, all right, that's okay. That's not too much of an issue, although even in that arena, we're not supposed to have that. But with our taklif with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's different. We've got to make sure that we keep our spirit up and we're able to perform, if not better, at least the same as the earlier days, the beginning days, where we were more energetic. In fact, we should be more energetic. We learned this partially, at least, the example that we have before us. Sayyidul Shuhada, Imam al-Husayn, salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. I don't know if you've thought about Karbala in this way or not, the day of Ashura and what happened there. Imam al-Husayn knew what the ending was. It wasn't that he was waiting for some miracle that's going to change everything and get rid of his foes, his enemies. That's not what he was waiting for. He knew what the ending is. When he left Medina, he knew what the ending was. Okay. And if you put together the whole picture, starting from Medina, knowing what the ending is, the Imam performed very well on his journey from Medina to Mecca, his stay in Mecca, trying to speak to the people, trying to get understanding across to people for them to realize what the circumstances are like, try to get more people to join those whom were already involved with the movement of the Ahlul Bayt in Kufa. He did very well there. Then he left Mecca on the way towards Kufa. And then when they arrived in Karbala, then on the day of Ashura, the Fajr prayer, the fighting itself, the main part of Imam al-Husayn's fighting, according to the accounts we have, is the last portion of it. The last portion of it. And you know what the ending, pay attention, you know what the ending is. How much does it take for you to give it everything that you have and fight so hard where the enemy is afraid of getting close to your body? You've heard that towards the end of it, towards the end of it, on one hand, the Mal'uneen had set up this game that whoever would, they thought, they had this conversation, whoever had the head would be prized. There was a prize there. They wanted that, and they would be competing with one another for that. On the other hand, they had this fear, if they go close, Hussein has got any energy, they're gone. They wanted to get close. They wanted to get close, but they wanted to make sure there's not enough energy. And that's when the Mal'un said, attack the tents. And Sayyidu Shuhada got up on his knees. Up to the last minute, I'm thinking, okay, if I was there, if I was, let's say, if I joined him as one of the companions of the Imam, and I know what's going to happen, why wouldn't I just, you know, be lazy and just throw myself there, like, okay, you know, let's just get this over with. Fight a little bit, then they'll kill you. You're done, you're shaheed. It's over with. You enter paradise. No, that's not how it is. That's not how it is. You need to continue and give it everything you have all the way until the last breath. Another example I can think of, again, these examples we have from the Ahlul Bayt, every single one of the Imams is an example for this. I remembered Imam Al-Askari, salawatullahu salamu alayhi, an Imam that we hear less of. He only led the believers for about 5 years as the Imam. And those were crucial 5 years, important 5 years. He was poisoned, and the poison took about 2 weeks for it to cause the Shahada and the martyrdom of Imam al-Askari, salamullah alayh. The last night of his life, what did Imam al-Askari do? He was writing letters. I don't know the content of those letters. I don't know who exactly he was intending to send those to or have them sent to. But the entire night he was writing letters to those whom he had to. With what hand? With the hand that at Fajr time, he asked for water. They brought him water. And he picked the cup up to drink it. His hand was shivering so much, he couldn't get it to his mouth and drink it. He told his servant to go in the back room, and there's a young boy there, tell him to come. Imam al-Hujjah came and served the Imam water. This hand that is shivering and shaking so much, the entire night was writing letters. Because that was his taklif. Leave it for someone else. I don't have energy. The Ahlul Bayt are our uswa, brothers and sisters. For anyone who wants to be part of the movement of the Imam of our time, which we should all want that, we should know that it's not something that happens overnight. It's not something that we get through and it's over. Well, alhamdulillah, as the lines in dua an-nudba can be misunderstood. I was going to say misleading. They're not misleading. We may misunderstand them. Where it says, do you see us? Atarana nahuffu bik wa anta ta'ummul mala. Okay. You're leading the masses and we are surrounding you. And a few other descriptions to find the victory of the Imam. Wa nahnu naqul alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And inshallah we will see that. Some of us at least in this room will inshallah will see that. As many have said, take that seriously. But it's not something that's just going to happen. Okay, he came and I don't know, somehow he did some dua by the Kaaba and everything happened. No, it's going to take time and it's going to get difficult. And at times you feel like you want to give up. At times you feel like, okay, you know, and that's what I can think of when I'm seeing the last days of the month of Ramadan. And we feel exhausted. We feel like we've fasted for this many days. You know, just a couple more days, it's going to be over. We don't feel too strong about that. We don't give it everything anymore. The fasting itself, the akhlaq, the Quran recitations, the dua, we don't give it everything anymore. Giving it that bit would be a good practice to teach this nafs that no. Every minute of this month, this is Shahrullah, you are a guest. Every minute of it, you can gain things. In fact, it's the last 10 nights or 10 days and nights of the month of Ramadan that the Prophet used to take his bed to his mattress to the masjid and he would do i'tikaf. That's the last days, the last portion of it is best. When Musa went to the Miqat meeting and speaking to the Lord, he was initially told it's 30 days. For reasons God didn't tell him, it's 40 nights. He said 30 nights. He came, he wanted to leave. God said, no, another 10 nights. Those extra 10 nights are the most important 10 nights. Let's not take the end serious, and let's at least look at it in this way, that it's a practice that we're able to increase our spiritual stamina to be able to continue with our taklif as best we can to the end, and inshallah better than before. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of our imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us become his true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping his cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, our leader. We ask Allah to forgive us all of our sins. We ask him to forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have passed away. Wallah, we all have needs, hajat, that are ill amongst us, that those who are suffering in the community, globally and locally. We ask you by the right of the Ahlul Bayt to grant us all our hajat, our needs, our requests, cure all the ill from amongst us. Relieve all those who are suffering in this region throughout the globe from various hardships. And we ask Allah by the right of the Imam of our time that he relieves all the oppressed people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabiya wa Alih, Rahimallah man qara al-Fatihata ma'as-salawat.